Let's all stand together. Let's say this on the screen this afternoon. Say it with me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Lord, we lift your name higher than any other name. We remember who you are and what you have done for us. And as we sing, we are seeking your presence and strength in our lives. All right, as we sing, it says, here we go. Let's sing.
Praise to the Lord.
Praise the Lord and adore him. And the scripture's right there that Todd read on the screen so you can be aware of it the whole time. But I want to read it one more time. And I'll just warn you right now, I'm fixing to step on some toes, okay? And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm just going to share God's word and what he's laid on my heart tonight to share with you this afternoon. And it's not because, I want to hurt your feelings or anything like that, but I'm going to share because I love you and you're missing a blessing. Some of you are missing a great, great blessing. So I want to read this again. It says, be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another. And that's what we're doing this afternoon. We're speaking to one another. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord. In other words, the Spirit-filled Christian, as Paul alludes to there, is a singing Christian, like Todd said. Paul says, sing and make music from your heart. Singing doesn't start on the lips, my friend. It doesn't start on the lips. It's not there. It starts where? In the heart. It has absolutely nothing, zero, to do with the quality of your voice. Matter of fact, the Bible says make a joyful noise, does it not? It has nothing to do with the quality of your voice. It has to do with the quality of your heart. and who reigns in your heart? You or Jesus? And Paul says, sing to one another. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to sing to one another. In fact, there's only three songs that you won't be involved in. So if you came expecting a concert, I'm sorry, we'll refund your money if you want to. But I hope you came to not spectate, but to participate. And there's slides up on the screen in between some of the verses of the songs. Those are for you to read privately before we sing. So I challenge you, sing, because you love Jesus. He reigns in your heart. And a spirit-filled Christian is a singing Christian. And we're going to be singing in heaven, I guarantee it. All right, let's say this together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. This is the tune you'll recognize to the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here. Psalms 8:2 says, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained the praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. Words of praise to God from babies and children can defeat God's enemies. The cry of baby Moses ultimately brought Egypt to her knees, and the birth of Samuel was used by God to save Israel and bring David to the throne. David himself was but a youth when he silenced Goliath, defeated him, and brought great glory to the Lord. Of course, it was the birth of a tiny baby in Bethlehem that brought salvation to this world. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. Almighty God appoints and evokes the praises of little children to silence the dark powers arrayed against him.
sung Amazing Grace since I was just a child. And I've joined in on it as well at least 1,000 times. Singing Jesus loves me is a precious memory. I remember when, just as I am, first brought me to my knees. Yet here I am, surrounded by some things I can't explain. But truth is still the truth in the moment my heart breaks. If I could sing it then, I could sing it now. 'Cause who he was is who he is beyond the shadow of a doubt. I might be standing in the darkness with trouble. Melodies, but how sweetly they remind me of what I still believe. A voice that's raised in times like these may be the truest praise, 'cause I've never been forsaken, and that will never change. If I could sing it then,
tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. In the Old Testament, God accepted only the death of a perfect animal as the substitute for sin. The animal's shed blood was proof that one life had to be given to cover the sin that deserves death. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more then the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." What can qualify us to stand before God in this place and worship him? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Said was stand. So So let's stand. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Lose all their guilty sins. 55, 16 through 18 says, "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening and morning and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me." While pastoring in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Elijah Hoffman visited one of his female parishioners who was struggling through a season of discouragement, pain, and sorrow. She shared her heart with and inquired of the pastor, "Brother Hoffman, what shall I do? What shall I do?" Pastor Hoffman shared some Bible verses and then added from his own heart, "You can do nothing better than to take all of your sorrows to Jesus. You must tell Jesus." For a moment, she seemed lost in deep thought. Then she lifted her head, eyes all aglow, and exclaimed, "Yes, I must tell Jesus." As Hoffman left her home, he could not get over the vision of the woman's joy-illuminated face. As the words kept echoing in his hardened mind, "I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus." When he returned to his study, Elisha Hoffman quickly penned the words to this next hymn, "I Must Tell Jesus."
Come to me, will help me.
I don't think we could sing that song without praying. So let's bow our heads. Sometimes we wait to pray until we know what we want or until our minds are clear, but right now, instead of waiting, simply just tell Jesus right there what's going on with you. Choir, you can be seated. But right there, just tell Jesus as you sit there in your seat, just talk to him, what's going on? Don't make any effort to ask God for anything or make yourself feel better or end on a positive note. Just express your heart to Jesus, who cares. Just say to the Lord, Jesus, I'm worried about what? Jesus, I'm weighed down heavy. By what? Jesus, I am deeply confused. By what? Just talk to the Lord in these few moments. Must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear thee. Sing it along with us. Burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. Because he ever loves. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus,
Jesus can help me.
Saints, the heartfelt cries of your saints, Lord. as we call out to you what's on our hearts and minds, what's bringing us distress and grief and anguish. But Lord, we give that to you. And Lord, we know you'll take that burden upon yourself. So Lord, we give it over to you right now. In this place, we lift it and we take it off of ourselves and we give it to you, whatever it may be. And we're not going to take it back, Father. We're not going to take it back. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, let's say this. We haven't done this yet. Let's say this together. Be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord. All right, we've done some singing of some spiritual songs and hymns. Now we're going to do a psalm. This is one of those you just get to listen to, okay? We're going to sing Psalm 145. Some of our students are going to come out and share that psalm with us, and then we're going to sing it. Psalm 145.
Exalt you, my God the King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. I will honor your name forever and ever.
Yahweh is great and highly praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wonderful works.
They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests in all he has made.
All you have made will thank you, Lord. The godly will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your might acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions.
The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and graceful in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him, all who call out to him with integrity.
He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them.
The Lord guards all those who love him, but he destroys all the wicked.
My mouth will declare Yahweh's praise. Let every living thing praise his holy name forever and ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to praise his name forevermore in a place called what? Heaven. Let's stand. Let's celebrate as we leave this place and we all get to heaven. Thomasina is going to help us out here a little bit. When we all get to heaven. You. Thank you for being here worshiping with the choir and the band today. We really, really appreciate you being here. God bless you. You are dismissed.